In this series of classes of shiurim, we'll attempt to see certain lessons about the nature of Torah and Torah learning within the stories of Chumash. And we're dealing with stories in Chumash Bereishit. This is the third shiur. In this shiur, we'll try to understand something about the nature of Eitz HaChaim and Eitz HaDaat, the tree of life and the tree of knowing. Knowing good and evil, the knowledge of good and evil, and what this teaches us about the nature of Torah and the nature of Torah study. We will begin at a point close to the end, when the serpent confronts Chava, confronts Eve, and suggests to her that God has forbidden Eden from any of the trees in the garden. And Chava answers the following answer. She says, "Mipri Eitz Hagan Nochel, we can eat from the fruit of the trees in the garden. Umipri Eitz Asher B'toch Hagan, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the garden, or in the midst of the garden." We'll talk in a moment about this word, betoch, inside, or in the middle of, or in the midst of. "From the tree which is in the middle of the garden, Amar Elokim, God said, Lo tochlu mimenu velo tigubo, do not eat from it, do not touch it, pen temutun, lest you die." Now, besides the issue that Rashi mentions and the Midrash elaborates on, of Chava's extending the prohibition of eating from the tree of knowledge to even touching it, Chava says, we can't eat it, we can't touch it. So they will talk about that at a later time. But there is a question here of identification. When God commanded Adam not to eat from the tree, God specifically said, do not eat from Eitz Hadat Tov V'ra, from the tree of knowing good and evil. When Chava repeats this prohibition to the serpent, she identifies the tree. Carefully, pay attention. She identifies the tree as Ha'Eitz Asher B'toch Hagan, from the tree which is in the middle of the garden. She doesn't identify the tree by its name, but not only doesn't she identify it by its name, apparently there's a question or a contradiction or even a mislabeling concerning this, because earlier in the parsha, in chapter 2, verse 9, it says, "Vayatzmach Hashem Elokim min Adam kol etz nechmad l'marav tov l'machal." God caused to grow from the ground every tree which is lovely to behold and tov, good to eat. "Ve'etz hachayim b'toch hagan," and the tree of life is in the midst of the garden. "Ve'etz hadat tov v'ra," and there's also a tree of good and evil. That is, the tree which is specifically identified as Ha'etz Asher B'toch Hagan, the Eitz, right, B'toch Hagan, the one which is in the middle of the garden, is the Eitz HaChaim, is the tree of life, and not the tree of knowing good and evil. Yet Chava, when asked by the serpent what could not be eaten, labeled the tree of knowledge as the Eitz B'toch Hagan, the tree which is in the middle of the garden. What happened? In fact, the Zohar claims that this is the mistake that Chava made. That because she mislabeled, misrepresented, misidentified the tree of knowledge and gave it a name which made it into the tree of life, this was the beginning of the sin. This was the place she stumbled. This led ultimately to being banished from the garden. You know that as many commentaries exist on the Bible, that is the number of explanations of the nature of the tree of life and the tree of knowledge. Everyone tries to explain it. I would like to suggest an explanation about the nature of the difference between the tree of knowledge and the tree of life. But before doing so, I would like to talk about this word betoch. What does it mean to be in the center, in the middle? What does it mean to be the focal point? So you know that when we talk about the center of the city, there might be a financial center, there could be a community center, there's a sports center. You know, the word center does not necessarily mean a topographical or geographical or center which provides measurements equidistant from each of the corners of the area we're talking about. The center can mean different things. What we generally mean by the center is that from which we measure from, or that from which we relate. If Jerusalem is the center of Israel, and I want to say, where is Haifa, I will say it's north-northwest of Jerusalem on the coast, because the center is what we measure from. But if Tel Aviv is the center of Israel, then Jerusalem is west of Tel Aviv. In other words, the center is the place from which everything else is measured. It's the focal point. If the Eitz HaChaim is the center of the garden, then the Eitz HaChaim is the focal point of life and existence and thought and progress. And if knowledge is in the center, the knowledge is that focal point. What do I mean? So I'll give a couple of metaphors for this idea. Let's say I want to teach a boy how to play basketball. So I can teach him how to dribble, how to do a layup, how to shoot for the basket, how to make a pass, how to receive a pass. We can do a little playmaking. There is, teach him how to play the game. Another way of teaching basketball is to teach that one is not allowed to move with the ball while holding the ball. One has to dribble. One is not allowed to touch an opponent that has the ball when he's moving forward. One is not allowed. One is not allowed to step out of bounds. When the ball goes out of bounds, it goes to the other team. There are rules in basketball. And basketball is made up of the experience of the game, and it's made up of the rules of the game. The experience of the game is what I would call the life of the game, the chayim of the game. The rules of the game are the tov v'ra, that is, if I foul, I have done ra, I have made a mistake. If I stay within bounds, I have done tov, I have not transgressed, I have not done ra. So what is the essence of the game of basketball? What's its focal point? Is it the rules, or is it playing the game? So of course there's no basketball without rules. But would the rules be the point around which I organize the game, or would I organize the game around the way it's played, and the rules form some sort of framework within which the game itself can be the focal point? When we watch basketball, are we watching for who breaks the rules, or for who makes the most beautiful layup, and who has the most beautiful pass and the most beautiful rebound? If I want to teach someone about health, so I could talk about health in terms of healthy breathing and how I feel good when I walk, and a frame of mind and activities and sports and long life. Or I can talk about health in terms of how one should stay away from salt and sugar, and celery is an excellent food to eat, and one should balance not too much carbohydrates with the proteins. That is, I can teach about the essence of health, or I can teach about the rules of health. Now, you can't have health without the rules, but what is the essence of health? Do we gain health by only concentrating on rules or by the experience of being healthy? I believe that this is the essence of the question of what is the focal point of Torah. And the issue of whether the Eitz HaChaim is Betoch HaGan, is the central point of the garden, or the Eitz HaDat is the central point of the garden, is itself the most fundamental question of what it means to learn and live Torah. We must choose good and we must choose life. The Torah says that God gives us the choice between hachayim v'amavet, hatov v'ara. We have to choose between life and death. We have to choose between good and bad. Both of these choices have to be made. Uvacharta b'chayim. The essential choice is the choice of life. If I say to a person who learns Torah, no. If I say to a child on the street, a child in a very, very devoutly religious area, in a street in Bnei Brak, a small child, I say, what is muktzah? Or what is chazir? What is pork? The child will probably answer, yichsa. It's disgusting. It's something bad. If I would ask a yeshiva student, what is muktzah? The yeshiva student will explain the nature of how Shabbat is a day in which we are supposed to be prepared, and muktzah, things that we're not made ready for Shabbat, and therefore they're not appropriate for the spiritual life of Shabbat. That the Torah prohibits certain animals, apparently because of what they represent or because of some reason that may not be known to us, but this is the nature of Torah study to determine what those things are. When I learn Torah, when I truly learn Torah, I am learning Torah whether I am learning about the service of the Kohen Gadol in the Beit HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, the holiest service of the holiest day of the year. And I am learning Torah when I learn about the prohibition of idolatry, and I learn about wine which is used for libation to idolatry. And I am learning Torah, I am learning the Torah of life. And the Torah of life does not distinguish between Torah of something which is prohibited and Torah of something which is avodat Hashem. In my life, I have to know that one is good and one is not. But when I learn Torah, I learn the Torah of life. And all of Torah, every single point of Torah, is the Torah of positive life. I believe that what Hashem was telling Adam when he told him that the Eitz HaChaim is betoch hagan, and you should not eat from the Eitz HaDat, is don't put dat tovara in the center. Don't make Yiddishkeit only about knowing what is right and what is wrong. Don't make the Jewish experience an experience of going through life, that I can and that I can't. That's bad for me and that's good for me. That sort of judgment is an important judgment, but it's not a judgment that is the center of our life. When I go to a restaurant, besides knowing that it's kosher, I want to know that the food is healthy. But I don't want to be thinking all the time I'm there, is there too much salt? Is there enough celery? I want to taste it and enjoy it and feel that this is good for me, that I'm living a full life, and that this life can bring me to do better things with my life. And so too with Torah. We have to place with Torah Chaim B'toch HaGan, Chaim in the center. And where is B'toch HaGan? Where is that center? When we learn Torah, when we read the Torah on Shabbat, or on Thursday and Monday, or on Rosh Chodesh, or other days we read the Torah, we say a bracha. And in that bracha we say that God gave us the Torah, Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet. God gave us the Torah of truth, or the true Torah. V'chaye olam nata b'tochenu. And everlasting life he implanted within us. B'tochenu. We are, in fact, that garden. The Torah is b'toch, and it is chayim. We say over and over in our prayers, in the morning and in the evening, that the Torah is Torat chayim va'avat chesed. Ki hem chayenu vorech yomenu, that they, the mitzvot and the Torah, are our life and the length of our days. We emphasize throughout our prayers and throughout our study, the Torah is life. Eitz chayim hi lamachzikim ba. The Torah is a tree of life for those who hold on to it. The Torah gives life. The Torah gives meaning to life. The experience of Torah is the experience of life. To reduce Torah simply to right and wrong, to ra v'tov, is to place the wrong focus, the wrong issue in the center. I'd like to end by pointing out that when the serpent seduces Chava and gets her to look at the fruit, it says in the Torah, "Vatera hi isha ki tova etz lamaachal." The woman looked at the fruit and she saw that it looked pretty good. It looked tasty. It looked like she thought it was bad, but it's really looks pretty good. It's tov lamaachal. The etz that she thought would be bad is good. You see, that's exactly the problem. She thought, the Ramban mentions this point in other Mefarshim, she thought that if God prohibited this fruit, it must be poison, or it must be rotten, or it must be evil tasting. So the serpent said, no, take a look, it looks pretty good. And she said, wow, it does look pretty good. It looked tasty, delicious. And that was the mistake. She placed the issue of whether it was good or bad in the center. That's not the issue. The issue is, does it lead to a more fulfilled and fulfilling life? The issue is a life issue, an experience issue. The question of doing a mitzvah or not doing an avera should not be a question of whether it looks good. It is good, but the question is, what sort of life do I want to lead? When we learn Torah, and when we do Torah, when we experience Torah and fulfill Torah, we are fulfilling it with the idea, ki hem chayenu v'orech yamenu. We're looking for a life plan, for something which experientially enhances and expands the benefits of life. And we know that we have to know ra v'tov. You have to know good and bad. Just don't think that it can be in the very center. So all of Torah, all of the Torah that we learn and that we fulfill is a quest for life, is a quest for the experience of the healthy, fulfilled, and fulfilling life. And may we be blessed that the Torah we learn will in fact bring us to that view and to that experience of the beautiful life of the Torah. Thank you.